part of the Civil Service Regulations, Chapter 43, does provide avenues to deal with poor performers. We're required to give them an opportunity to improve.
Right.
And then if they don't improve during that opportunity, then we have the option of maybe moving them to a position with less responsibility or in a slightly different area where they might be able to excel as opposed to not being able to do well in this position. And really, firing is the last resort.
And so are there effective ways? Are the, you know, OPM looking at all the different processes, particularly the hiring process? Are all those right? Are the processes that we have in place for dealing with poor performers, are they effective enough? Do they give managers the tools they need to accomplish their missions?
I think the tools are there, but I think a lot of managers haven't been trained to use them. And that's one of our things at FMA that we push very strongly, is that managerial training is a must.
And yet it's always the first thing we cut, isn't it?
Isn't that the truth? When the budget gets tight, the training goes out the window.
And so are there tools out there? Is this getting easier or more difficult as things have gone on?
I don't know that it's gotten either. I think that managers may be more aware of the process, having watched other managers go through it or having had to be coached through it by an HR specialist. And I am an HR specialist, so I've worked with managers in that setting. And it's always a difficult process for them because you have the emotional aspect of, I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't want to put this person out on the street. But in some instances, that is the only result.
And one of the things that I often hear from folks, from managers out there, is they say, oh, my goodness, I don't want to call the HR shop, because then it just either becomes overly bureaucratic or they're just not too helpful. I'm sure you've heard all these things.
Absolutely.
How do you deal with that? If you're a manager and you say, you have to involve the HR folks.
Absolutely, because if you don't, you're liable to be going down the wrong road,
right,
and have to go back and redo things. So you're much better off to call your HR person in advance. And it may seem that they're asking for a lot from you as a manager. However, what an HR person is trained to do is look at it from the aspect of, if I have to go before a Merit Systems Protection Board judge,
right,
and defend firing this person, I want to be able to have a strong case.
And
they will guide the manager to do that from step one so that you don't have to repeat and redo.
And Tom wrote this great piece in, I thought it was great.
I thought it was too.
In the Washington Post, he does a blog for them. And for him, he says step one is admit there's a problem. Too often supervisors assume that employees know their performance is unacceptable. Is that a good first step?
Yes, absolutely. And not only admit that that their performance is unacceptable, but tell the employee.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of managers, like you said, they assume that the employee knows, where the employee's been getting good ratings for years,
right,
and has assumed that they're a top-notch employee because they've been given good ratings by people who didn't want to deal with their shortcomings. And then a new manager comes in and they're just stuck.
And that was always when I was managed, and thank God I don't have to manage people anymore. That's my favorite part of my job because there were great parts of it, but it can be really exhausting. And those were the meetings that I got really, really, when we were just on different pages. Somebody thought they were either doing really well and I didn't, or vice versa. I thought they were doing great and the person didn't. That was equally scary to me. That communication process, so important.
Yeah, and it can be emotionally taxing for both the manager and the employee.
And oftentimes, you know, I'm fascinated by this results-only work environment, these row folks who are in OPMs testing this.
Yeah.
And one of the folks, we have one of the founders on, and she said one of the things you do is there's much more communication involved. You have to communicate. And it seems like, hold on, whether or not you're on a row environment or anything, that has to happen.
Right, and that is where performance myths come into being, because supervisors who either are not trained to do that type of communication or are simply unwilling to do that type of communication foster that myth by allowing the poor performer to stay rather than dealing with them.
So on Mr. Fox's list, number two is call HR. Is that the proper, after you've, at what point do you actually contact HR? You've tried, you've had this conversation, even in maybe review, after there's still no performance, is that when you, okay.
Because that way your HR person can guide you in what kind of documentation you need and what steps you need to take so that if you do, hopefully you don't have to, but if you do have to remove the person eventually, you can show an MSPB judge that that individual was given every opportunity to improve that you could possibly provide them with and still didn't do so.
And his step number three is diagnose the problem and establish clear expectations. Know where you're going. Know what direction. Know what you're supposed to do. I always had a friend who said, tell them what you're going to do, do it, and then check to make sure that it gets done.
Right. And I think more than anything in that step, the most important thing is to ensure that the manager and the employee both understand it the same way.
Yeah.
Because if a manager tells you to do A and you're hearing, well, A's okay, but maybe do B instead if you want to, the manager's not going to get the response they want.
Are there training tools out there for managers? Are they, I mean, they're not getting the training that they need, but is there training available to them if they look for it?
There is a lot of agencies have computer-based training that managers can do and are encouraged to do. But like anything else, it takes time.
Yeah, right.
And
that most precious commodity.
Absolutely. And a poor performer takes more time than anything else.
Yeah. And I actually had one, was in this management seminar, and they said, you know, what we end up doing is spending more time on the poor performers, and sometimes that can bring the good performers down because you end up spending too much time trying to make the folks who aren't working out up. And they were almost recommending that maybe just focus on the, you know, do what you can and mitigate, but really make sure you don't pay too much attention on the bad folks so the good folks feel like they're left out.
Yeah, you do have to concentrate on your good folks, too, and it is a balancing act for any supervisor. It is going to proportionally take more time to deal with a poor performer, but you have to continue to reinforce the good performers while you're doing it.
One of the phrases, we're going to get you out of here because I know you got to get a flight, but one of the phrases that I always hear about is something called turkey farm. The person's going to be turkey farm. You know, you send them off to some place where it's not my problem. I ship them off somewhere else. I can't deal with it. In fact, I was just talking to a supervisor the other night, and he was saying, you know, this person I've tried for so long, so I'm just going to transfer them.
That's one of my pet peeves.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was saying, I don't want to do this. But, I mean, you know, no one likes to do that, I think. But
no.
That, it happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And the next manager then comes to resent the manager that did the transferring. Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of colorful discussions on that topic.
Yeah.
But it also does the employee.
What goes around comes around.
Absolutely. But it does the employee an injustice, too, because they're not held accountable. And they may go feeling like they're being dumped on because I'm a great employee and my boss never said I wasn't.
Right.
But they shipped me over here.
And so your lesson, if you could give folks, managers out there, one piece of advice of what to do, it would be what?
Call your HR specialist and ask for advice. That's what they're paid to do. They are trained to walk you through the process. And get that advice early so that you don't have to repeat a lot of work.